Yes, it is Ticket Stock 2015, brought to you by the Texas Motor Speedway. We've got the TMS area here at the Irving Convention Center. Stop by there, get your Texas scratch-off card from TMS. Every card is a winner, and you have a chance to win the grand prize of $20,000 from the Texas Motor Speedway. It's a big day here at Ticket Stock. Randy Johnson will be here signing autographs here in just a bit. We're going to visit with Cowboys wide receiver Cole Beasley.
Get on with it.
Of course, we have the Battle of the Paddle. We have the Battle of the Paddle at 6 o'clock between Mike Soroy and one Rick Carlisle, the head coach of the Mavericks.
Thank God.
And, of course, tonight, the Old 97.
Yeah!
Brought to us by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
And we would like to welcome everyone to the Old 97's pregame show.
This is it.
Longer
we're building
than the
up.
Super Bowl
here for 6 hours.
Pull this back up, Tony.
Tell him what to do.
Mike, where is this for you?
This song or this album?
Song.
It's about top 25.
Yeah. I'm top five, I think, for me.
Really?
I love it.
Wow.
Is this
Bottom
spring,
18.
Springfield?
Badlands?
Badlands.
Yeah, this is Bruce Springfield.
All right, we got a big round table here. Giorgio, Dan McDowell, Mike Reiner, Davey Lane, and Danny are here. The orphanage still continues.
My razor bear is here.
The underrated orphanage.
Please. Thank
I am
you.
Humbled
I
to
listen
be on
to you guys every Saturday.
I think
no one on the morning show believes me. I say, yeah, I listen every Saturday.
I think
well,
we are
don't debating this.
I think we're properly rated.
Nah. Yes.
Well, I don't know. I'm just trying to tell you. I enjoy
Thanks,
the
George.
Orphanage. That's what I'm trying to tell
Thank
you.
Thank you. Thank you very
Gort
much.
Gort Keith is also up here.
Hello, America.
And so is Corby Davidson.
Hey, George.
So how many people last night came to the ticket time wasters that are here this morning?
One, two, three.
People came back. I think
one,
that's pretty
such,
awesome.
Such a dedicated P1.
You come
one.
Back for 2 days of ticket
well,
stock.
They really are.
Yeah.
This is real dedication. This is what we need.
Look at them knockers.
Hey, we do have
there.
Dedicated what people. Else, I yeah. talked to so many people who have traveled here to the Metroplex for ticket stock. A couple from Tennessee.
Yeah. I met a couple from Kansas.
Yeah, they just came in for this weekend. From Snyder, Texas, out of
Snyder.
The
that's
that girl
District 4-3A.
Oh,
they were
you?
Runners up this year.
The girl from Snyder came up and slurred a few words to me. That was nice.
Are they the Tigers?
I'm not sure. That's a mascot. About Danny may know that one.
I don't know Snyder. I would say Broncos maybe.
You didn't
I don't
play
know.
Snyder on your run to the state title?
No, we
six
did not.
Man.
You know now
it's 11 man,
than,
sir.
You know Knox City now is one man.
Yeah, that man's a pig.
Yeah, it's a pig
it's
on
a pig.
All right, Moore, it's your turn. Line up.
Hey, okay.
No joke, though, George. When I was a sophomore in high school, there was a town called Benjamin, 12 miles north of Knox City.
Yeah.
They graduated. Their senior class that year was a class of one person.
Wow. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, one dude.
How many was in your class?
35.
How many of them did you have?
None.
Half the men, all the women?
Just the pig.
Oh,
how many are dead now?
Two.
Yeah, bring it down,
baby. How many of them wish they were dead?
Dude, that's pretty good.
All of them.
Yeah, two out of 35. One got
nothing wrong.
One guy OD'd on dope.
Yeah.
Like 2 years after he graduated.
Did your mom call you and say, well, Eddie OD'd on the dope?
Pretty much.
Well, big theme of ticket stock, unfortunately, has been Regonk flu. Junior Miller will be here today at some point.
You're kidding.
He made an appearance last night. He did not look good. He did not feel well.
Man, I thought
he
performed so well. So bad for him.
Everybody else okay?
Mike, are you over it?
Dan's
no,
being really
I'm still
quiet.
Coughing a lot.
Are you okay?
Everybody talking a lot.
Are you okay?
Excuse me.
Flu-wise?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. I feel great.
Okay.
Georgie,
are you
100% now after your
pretty
experience?
Close to, yeah.
You sound better.
Yeah, I'm pretty close to, but
you
I
look hot.
Cough every once
yeah,
in a while
look
and
hot.
Stuff. I don't
Sexy.
Look hot.
See,
yeah,
Gordon and I both
Stand
got
up.
Sick
Let us
earlier in the year.
Shut up.
Yeah,
let's
see what you got going on right now.
Everything.
See what's going on with you.
And see what you're working with right now.
All right, so Davey did The Promise last night. Who's the band that sang that?
When in Rome.
When in Rome.
So, by the way,
love that song.
I love that song, too. You opened it back up to me. Like, I heard that he was practicing it Monday night.
Yeah.
And I just checked the iPod,
song.
See where it is.
What
it's
year
on
was
the
that?
Napoleon Dynamite soundtrack.
I think it was probably 88, yeah.
Yeah.
I heard it at Best Buy the other day.
And I've done nothing but listen to that this week.
Really? I remember my freshman year in college listening to that at Fort Worth honky-tonk bars that we would go to and seeing all the country people swing dance
Line
to
dance
it.
To it.
The what tree?
So, here, hang on.
No, we don't need to hear it again.
Human.
Stop.
Human butt. So I wanted you guys to hear this. I wanted Davey to hear this. So Sturgill Simpson, who we've been promoting as being, you know, a great country artist, and he's playing Billy Bob's here pretty soon, and I don't know. I'm not a huge country music guy, but I do love this guy.
This is the country music savior.
I think so.
Anybody's going to turn the thing around, this is the guy.
And this version is unbelievable.
So he does a version of The Promise, and if you can bring this up, Tones, Rome's. It's totally different, and it's almost unrecognizable.
You, friend, don't look too strange.
You want to dance, Rance?
Do it.
I'm too.
I want to cry.
Slow dance. You know,
oh, they're going to slow dance. Oh, gross.
You lead, George.
Wait,
God.
Which one has, one's supposed to have the hands on the hip?
This is, oh my, he's rubbing his back.
Of course he is.
When
oh.
What is happening?
I hope, please somebody be videoing this, YouTube this. Jesus. You're looking at Rhines in the old folks' home right now with his roommate. Gross!
He just cupped a butt cheek. All right, listen to this court. Listen to this voice.
Oh no, there's confusion. Uh-oh.
Davey, listen to this.
I'm sorry, but I'm just thinking of right to say.
Had a badass voice.
I know they don't sound great.
That was the highlight of my year just a moment ago.
Mine too.
If you wait around,
it will get no better for me.
I'm never going to be aroused again.
You know, he's...
This is a slow totally montage. Different.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Sorry. No, sorry.
Your day's through.
Anyway, it's cool.
What a great version.
Yeah. Very cool.
So somebody told me that the dude for the singer for When in Rome lives in the area.
What?
I heard that too.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I thought they were British.
Let's get him out here. Ticket stock.
I don't know where they're from.
Awesome would that be?
Were they Canadian or American? I can't remember. Anyway.
Did they have anything else you've ever heard of?
I always thought they were.
I don't think so.
From England, but I may have been wrong on that.
I don't know.
I thought they were Italian.
Google it.
Let's hear Davey's version.
No, let's not.
Come on. Let's do. Let's do. Let's definitely do.
That's Sturgill Simpson's take. Let's hear Davey's take. On Sports Radio 1310, 96.7 FM, The Ticket.
A lot of pressure here.
Computers froze.
Froze.
Dancing with the Stars.
Computers froze. Cross Street.
I really did freeze.
Oh,
okay.
Let's send Killer back out with the wireless.
They were English. You're right.
I thought they were. So there's no way he lives here, like living in Hearst or something.
No.
What if he lived in your old house, Davey?
He lives in. What if that happened,
Velasco?
Davey?
You know, and I got reintroduced to that song was Napoleon Dynamite. I'd forgotten all about that song, and then he played at the end when they were playing tetherball.
Yeah. Tetherball.
What a whip sport.
It's awesome. You get hit the head with one of those things.
Yes.
Can't take my eyes off the boobies.
If you need a friend, don't look to a stranger. You know in the end, I'll always be there. When you're in doubt, and when you're in danger, take a look all around, and I'll be there.
All right, here we go.
I'm sorry, but I'm just thinking of the right words to say. Promise. I know they don't sound the way I planned them to be. Promise. But if you hang around a while and make you fall for me,
beautiful. You know
very,
what? Of all
good,
your,
Davey.
Of all
awesome,
your,
Davey.
Of
that's
all
my
your,
favorite one.
Of all
awesome.
Your super gay songs, you that's perfect for your.
Yeah, that
voice
was
range.
That was just actually that in my time. Range. Unlike when I did A-ha's "Take on Me."
Oh my God, that falsetto
man,
part
that'll get you out of breath. In a hurry.
All right.
Still
that's great.
Top five video of all time.
Uh-huh.
Take
yes.
on me.
Yes.
Yes. Sure.
It's great.
Well, we've declared a lot of things top five in this
look,
segment.
Look, it's what I do.
It's what he does.
Everything is top five.
Hyperbole Corby.
This is going to be
be a big day of ranking stuff for him.
Yeah, it is.
So why don't you just do an 80s cover band and go and play like once a month?
Because
people would love it.
Because A, that takes work, and B, I would have to convince people to do it with me.
You know enough people that
there's enough musicians in this town looking for something to do on a Friday
All right.
night.
Tweet me then.
Danny, do it.
Danny. 80s band, Danny.
Yeah, let's try out for Davey's band.
Yeah. We'll have open auditions.
You'll be real selective.
Gordo would love to be in a band like that, wouldn't you, Gordo?
Come on, Gordon.
Yeah, I'd do it.
Are you going to get the Hemingways back together?
I'd love to.
Are they alive?
We've been, all of them are still alive.
I mean, now is the time in your life where you do the nostalgia trip and you get the gang back together.
Right, I know. Yeah, we've talked. You know, I did that with the other band.
Interfaith.
We did that big show.
Was that a Christian
the
band?
Hot Dogs.
No, it wasn't. I don't know why they had that name. That name was there before I was in the band. But
why did you demand they change it?
Yeah, to Jesus Butt.
Jesus Butt. At Lizard Lounge.
That name's too uncomfortable. We can't do uncomfortable band names.
Why?
That was one of the first bits I heard Gordo do when the ticket first started.
I really have no idea what you're
talking
about.
And he came up with stuff that we can't say on the air, can't even initialize on the air. It was just awful.
Those are the parts of me I drink to forget.
Uh-huh.
Now, is that the one where you had the really crazy haircut?
What's that?
Remember. What was the crazy haircut?
Were you all the
flock of seagulls?
Yeah, you're standing on the stairs.
Oh, yeah,
that's Steinberger.
But weren't you like 11 or something? I mean, you were
I was
a young
16.
Guy.
Yeah.
That was Interfaith.
Yeah,
that was Interfaith.
That
was little Robot Georgie.
It was Robot Georgie.
But yeah, I had like that Charlie Sexton crazy hair.
Yes. Yeah. And you played the bass with no head stuff.
Yeah, I still got that thing,
don't you?
Yeah, I played it at Ticket Stock just like 2 years ago or something, 3 years ago.
Great.
Was it just like a little tiny box, like the body of it?
Yep.
That's great.
Mm-hmm. It had like a couple of things that were
being an a-hole. So 80s.
Everybody's a jerk.
They are.
Everybody's a top five jerk.
No one's a top fiver. Everyone's just a jerk.
You are
just
a big jerk.
Just tried to have a nice dance with George and look at the grief we caught.
We're having fun here, no?
I enjoyed our dance. I enjoyed Davey's rendition. That was really good.
Thank you. It was really good.
You guys
good.
Are very kind and sweet.
That was a fun Time Waster show last night.
Kick day.
I want to see. Maybe we can play it again next. For Cole Beasley.
K-Dass.
Maybe we'll get Cole Beasley's thoughts on it. Maybe he'd like to hear Gold Digger with Rhines and Donovan.
That would probably be more his speed.
Yeah.
I
told Mike his falsetto was money on this.
Crushed it, bro.
Let's hear.
Crushed it.
Oh, she's a gold digger. Way over town. That digs on me. Oh, she give me money.
Well, I ain't saying she a gold digger.
When I'm in need.
Well, she ain't messing with no pro.
Give me money.
No, I ain't saying she a gold digger.
When I'm in need.
She ain't messing with no pro.
I gotta leave.
Get down, girl. Go ahead and get down.
I gotta leave.
Get down, girl. Go ahead and get down.
I gotta leave.
Get down, girl. Go ahead and get down.
I gotta leave.
Get down, girl. Go ahead.
She give me money.
Give me the bomb. At her at a beat.
He's sick.
Nailed it.
Awesome.
And that's a hard. Talk about range.
Yeah, you got good range, man. Yeah, I can do that. Who knew Mike had that much soul?
I'm looking for the one. Have you seen
her? Donovan's slow here.
Like Serena, Trina, Jennifer Lopez.
Donovan, God.
Gotta take all that badass she shows me. Okay, get your
kids. Back of the studio.
Hey, you know what?
Quiet.
Dump that back of the studio. In case you did not get that.
Yeah, yes, Mike said the N-word.
I got it.
All right. Okay. All right, we got to go. Cole Beasley of the Dallas Cowboys is next.
Cole Beasley.